listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, 216-578-0850. Time for a little stock up, step up. And also, we're going to take your phone calls. Before we get stock up, step up, Matt, ponder that. Whose stock is up for you? Who needs to step up tonight? Let's go to our guy Chevy in New Jersey.
Hey, guys. I don't know who needs to step up, but I can tell you who needs to step out. Gilbert, Bowie, Batamosi, Hausler, Taylor, Wynn. I think that play like a Brown has really sunk in, and certain guys just aren't passing the litmus test.
Okay, hold on. Let's go back through those. Gilbert, not going to get cut.
Bowie.
Michael Bowie, the offensive lineman. Okay, he struggled mightily. What's your issue with Johnson Batamosi?
He's not a starter. He's a special teams guy, and there's too many good young players on the bubble that we'd lose. I love him, but he can't start out there. He can't play. You saw him trying to cover.
I think he's a specialist. I think they would consider him to be one of the best gunners in the league, and I think that's why he's going to be here.
Well,
I wouldn't even look at him as a corner. Yeah.
Hausler, Taylor, Wynn. I mean, they're good, but they're not great. These other young guys that are trying to make the team have a lot of heart, and that's what will carry this team in the long haul.
I think you hit three guys who are on the bubble in Hausler. I think with the play of E.J. Bibbs, that's certainly going to be a big storyline to watch. Phil
Agreed.
Taylor, certainly he's got $5.5 million guaranteed, though. So I think
that's all right. You know what? In the end, it'll pay out.
And then Billy Wynn, who I love. If Billy Wynn is healthy, I think Billy Wynn's one of the top defensive linemen on this team. He's just got to prove that he can stay healthy. And I'm excited to see what he can do today. Personally, I like him very much as a friend. I like him as a football player. And today, you know, this is his first action in the preseason. So let's see how he comes out and does. He's had a couple good days of practices.
But I got to see dominance out of him because these young guys are showing it.
Yeah, young guys are hungry. Young guy, and absolutely. And you got Jamie Meters played very well. Dylan Wynn has played very well.
It's still very early, guys.
It is early. This game and the next game are going to tell a lot at the defensive
line.
Absolutely,
they will.
I'm so excited. I'm going 10-6 for the year. Thanks for your time, gentlemen.
Thanks,
Chevy. Thank you very much, man. We appreciate that. All right, Matt, stock up, step up for you. Whose stock is up and who needs to step up as you see it?
Stock up for me, and it only continues to rise, the big man in the middle, Danny Shelton. He has shown no flashes of disappointment in any regard in his excitement to just practice as a Cleveland Brown. His effort is always 100 miles an hour. The strength, his ability to not get corralled by the offensive line, to not get hooked and be out of his gap. If he is behind a play and his gap's a little bit ahead of him, he consistently fights back into that gap and never just is an easy hook or easy takeover for an offensive lineman, which creates an extra gap for a defense, which is a problem on a run play. And I just love the energy brings. I love the attention that he gets and brings here to the Cleveland Browns. Every single NFL analyst we've had on the show, whether we ask them or they bring it up themselves, raves about Danny Shelton and the pick that he was for the Cleveland Browns.
And we really got to be intimate with the team in this practice setting in Rochester. We were right there on the sideline, very much immersed in what was going on.
Yes.
He's not only well-liked by the rest of the team, he's already very well-respected.
Yep.
And what, as a former player, what did that say to you about what he's done as a first-round pick to come in and already have clearly won everybody over?
It's what I said when we were covering the draft in mocks, and then soon thereafter our expectation for these young men and how they can earn the trust of these coaches and of the locker room. And first and foremost, regardless of how great a person you are or how philanthropic you might be or what college you went to, all of that when you're drafted, or that the fact that you're drafted in the first round, all of that is irrelevant if you can't go on the football field and show value to these coaches and veterans that you can play the game. The moment that Danny Shelton or a first-round draft pick steps on the field and there's a wow about him from the veterans, like, man, this guy's good. Man, this guy's fast. Man, this guy just smashed whoever it might be. When he's the topic of conversation and it's in a very positive fashion, he's accepted by that locker room, which is he immediately has 52 other friends around him because of the role that he will play for that team. And that's just not Danny Shelton. That's any first-round draft pick. And I think in some cases for a Browns fan and the Browns team as we see it, as to why Justin Gilbert is not accepted at this point right now. he's been very, very wishy-washy. You know, a heck of a lot more downs than ups
sure.
when it comes to his acceptance by this team, you know, because of he can't control or he's not in control of his role on the football field, which is where you get the most value out of him for this team.
Was any when you were there, I'm trying to think who came in with Sean Merriman. Did he come in and have that quick acceptance or Cromartie?
He did. Because he came in, it was just like all swagger. He was, you know, he had the chip on his shoulder that he wasn't the first outside linebacker taken because DeMarcus Ware went to the Cowboys. He thought he was going to be a Cowboy, ends up coming out to San Diego. So, and even when we had Sean on the show, he referenced DeMarcus Ware.
Yeah.
Because it's the constant cloud over his head that, you know, I think he went maybe 12th and DeMarcus went 8th or something like that. So he should have been a Cowboy. But yeah, I mean, guys constantly have, you know, that they're always very confident as a first round guys. That's why, you know, having Ibrahim Campbell on Tuesday talk about Charles Gaines, it's like he's got to show it on the field.
Right. Because
then all that talk is for naught.
Right.
A first round draft pick can talk it, but most likely why they're accepted is because they walk it every day.
God, that 2005 draft for you guys with the Chargers was fantastic.
Yes.
So was 2004.
Yes.
So 2004, you got Phil Rivers.
Yep.
Igor Olshansky.
Yep.
Who played for a long time.
And then signed a big deal with Dallas.
Nate Keating.
Yep.
Nick Hardwick.
Yep.
Sean Phillips.
Yep.
Michael Turner in the fifth round.
Yeah.
That's a good draft. Then in 2005, followed that up with Merriman.
Yep.
Louis Castillo.
Yep.
Vincent Jackson and Darren Sproles.
Yes.
Man.
All guys who signed a second deal in San Diego and then signed a third contract with someone else.
And let's not forget 2003, Sammy Davis.
Sammy Davis, corner out of A&M. That was my year.
I was getting to that. I was going to get there. Sorry. I was going to get there. Sammy Davis.
Terrence Keel in the second round.
Drayton Florence,
yeah.
In the second round. Mike Cyphers, your punter.
Yep.
And, of course, Matt Wilhelm.
Yes.
Round 4, pick 112.
Yep.
Andrew Pinnock stayed in the league for a little while, too.
He did.
Seventh rounder.
He did.
Was Courtney Van Buren?
He was offensive tackle out of a small school.
Arkansas Pine Bluff.
Big physical guy. You know, played some games, but just couldn't get the off-the-field stuff right.
Who played, if you were to go off the top of your head, who played the most games in the NFL from your draft class?
My draft class? Mike Cyphers.
One. Okay, who's two?
Me?
Drayton Florence.
Yeah, right. Then me.
And then you?
But then even more so than all that is Kasim Osgood, Antonio Gates, undrafted free agents.
That same year.
As well as Stephen Cooper, played more than I did. Chris Dielman was an all pro guard for probably 3 to 4 years in San Diego as well. Undrafted free agents.
That's a pretty good, that 2003-4-5 stretch was pretty darn impressive.
That's why in six, we were the best team in football.
It helps. It adds up. It adds up quickly. All right. When we come back, we're going to get into the Thursday forecast and then we're going to have the Gribs breaking down what he expects to see. Remember again tonight, national television, ESPN at 8.
Building the Browns, 7 p.m.
News Channel 5, WEWS, followed by the pregame show with myself and Andy Baskin. We'll have an interview with Coach Patton from the field. So that'll be pretty sweet.
Sweat.
Tyler Sweat.
Pretty sweat.